want to tell a story of a pastor in England, but D.L. Moody, the famous American pastor and evangelist, he had, this is the heyday, the late 1800s, heyday of gospel preaching and in Britain and America, and Moody had put together, his idea was to put together teams of evangelists that could go out and travel. He, of course, spoke to millions of people over his lifetime, very effectively used of God. And what he would do, the teams he would set up, and you probably, of course, know this, but he would set up these teams of an evangelist and a song leader, soloist, and they would travel. The song leader, soloist, was kind of an advanced man. He would go ahead and set the meeting up, and then he would run the service, and he would sing and lead the congregation, and then the evangelist would preach. But and really, that's just a side note. But so Moody had chosen Ira Sankey, and so we know that team. That's the most famous of the teams, Moody Sankey, that went out and preached. And they had a request to come to Liverpool, England, and conduct meetings in June of 1873. And so they made the trip to England, and both he and Sankey. And when they arrived in Liverpool, unfortunately, they found out that both of the pastors that had asked them to come had died in the meantime. So there was no meetings to have. The pastors had died, and so Moody, never to be discouraged, he started writing other churches and asking them if they could hold meetings, and they received an invitation to come to York, England. And they went to York, and they were told when they arrived in York that this was not a good time. That, you know, if you remember in Europe, the month of August is a time when that it's like the one month out of the year that everybody vacations. They call it holiday. And so, you know, everybody that can in England goes to France, and France comes to England. They're all on vacation. And so they said that it's holiday, so nobody's going to come to your meetings. And so Moody thought, it doesn't matter. We're still going to hold the meetings. But Moody knocked on doors, handed out invitations, the first meeting they had, there were 50 people there, and fewer than 50 actually, and Moody announced that following Monday they would begin noontime prayer meetings, and they would begin the next Monday, and on that first day only 6 people attended, but Moody still felt that the Lord was in this and that this was God's will, and continued on. Sankey reports later, he writes this later, that, and I want to read this to you, he said that an interesting event from these meetings, that it was at one of these meetings, noonday meetings, that a young minister, pastor of the leading Baptist church in the city, in York, his face lighted up with a light which I had not often witnessed before. He rose and he said, "Brethren, what Mr. Moody said the other day about the Holy Spirit for service is true. I have been preaching for years without any special blessing, simply beating the air, and have been toiling hard but without the power of God upon me. And for 2 days I have been away from the meeting. I closeted with the Lord, and I think he has the victory over my arrogance and pride. And I believe I've made a full surrender of all to him. And today I have come here to join you in worship and ask you to pray for me." That young Baptist preacher was none other than F.B. Meyer. And now we know the name F.B. Meyer, almost a household term, like D.L. Moody. And Sankey went on to say, "From that day on, marvelous success has attended his preaching, and his name has become almost a household word in the churches of England." And that's very, very true. Frederick Meyer, or F.B. Meyer as we know him, was born April 8, 1847 in London. He died years later on January 28, 1929, lived a long, good life. And he was saved when he was 7 years old. When he was 16, the Lord called him to preach. And he had been born into a family of wealth. His father was very wealthy as he was growing up. But when he was 15, his father had a major business reversal and basically lost all his money. That forced the family to leave this beautiful home they lived in Brighton, England, and they moved back to London. His father was a good Christian. He tried to settle all his debts honestly. And that left very, very little for his family. So Meyer, raised on a silver spoon, was suddenly without anything. But God had and his parents had instilled in him great character, and this helped him through the rest of his life to discover the things that mattered most. And, you know, he was sensitive his whole life about offerings and honorariums when he became a world-renowned preacher, just like D.L. Moody. But all his life, he was very, very sensitive of the offerings. In fact, many times he returned love offerings to churches that he felt were too large. And just a dear man of God. And after he was out of school, he actually attended Oxford and then got a degree at London University in 1869. He entered into his pastoral ministry and actually preached for the next 63 years. As I said, he became one of the most famous preachers in all of England. But he also wrote over 80 books and hundreds of pamphlets. And if you go to our bookstore, you will find book after book of F.B. Meyer. Just a very prolific man and a man who we read his books to this day, of course. He spent the last 41 years of his ministry in London. And I don't know if you kind of caught what I said, but this is 1873. And there's another kind of famous man in London at that time, and that would be Charles Spurgeon. And so he pastored a church in London the same time that Spurgeon was pastoring his church in London. Now think about that. So Spurgeon has the largest church in London, just a very, very popular church. And F.B. Meyer was unfortunate to have a ministry in the same town at the same time as the world-renowned Charles Spurgeon. Of course, Great Britain is greatly blessed, especially London during this time, as you have those two men in London. Alexander McLaren was in Manchester. Just a tremendous time for these great churches in England at that time. And as I said, this was the heyday of gospel preaching in Great Britain. And I won't bore you with the other names, but F. E. Meyer said one time, it was interesting, he never was bitter or envious. He realized that God had put him in London to kind of be in the shadow of Charles Spurgeon. But he said this once. He said, it was easy to pray for G. Campbell Morgan. And he goes, Spurgeon and Mr. Morgan were so popular and drew such crowds that our church caught the overflow, and we had all we could accommodate. And he was thrilled just to get the overflow from Spurgeon and G. Campbell Morgan. And God really blessed him because of that spirit. He preached until the last week of his life. As I said, he died in 1929. And this is a man of God who's been dead for over 100 years, almost 100 years, I should say. But his works live on, and we read and enjoy those works even today. And so I want to thank the Lord for this man who, because of Moody's persistence and Moody deciding that he wasn't going to be discouraged and go home, had these prayer meetings, and even though hardly anybody showed up, F.E. Meyer showed up, and God got a hold of his heart and changed the world because of those meetings. And we thank the Lord this morning for these men, and especially F.B. Meyer this morning.